Drew Carey is a man of parts, stand-up comedian turned sitcom star turned game show MC, first on the comedy improvisation show Whose Line Is It Anyway? Then came the big prize game show Power of Ten, and starting Monday, he takes over as host of the venerable game show The Price is Right, and he is taking over from the longtime MC of that one, Bob Barker. Drew Carey joins us from Los Angeles. I think longtime MC Bob Barker is kind of an understatement.
Yeah.
How many years was he doing this program?
35 years.
35
years. He started when he was 49, the same age I am now.
You're going to do it for 35 years?
I don't know. He was a lot healthier than I am. You know, it's a debate who's healthier, the 83-year-old Bob Barker or the 49-year-old Drew Carey. Because he was a vegan, and he actually worked out and did karate and stuff and had a nice physical regimen going. I never work out at all.
Mm-hmm.
My diet's bad. But we'll see how far I last.
Okay. Well, when you're up there, I mean, I assume that your role is to encourage. I mean, you're not just the dispassionate
MC. I want them to win.
You want them to win.
Yeah, it's not my money. Take it. I'm like the guy that works third shift at 7-Eleven. You want to take my money? Go ahead. It's all yours.
I heard you saying that the atmosphere reminds you of being in church when you were a kid, when you were a teenager.
Yeah, I used to belong to a Pentecostal church when I was in junior high and high school, an Assembly of God church. And it's really, really close to that. It's kind of like a revival meeting. Everybody's there, you know, clapping and dancing and jumping up. And when people come down, they raise their hands. It's like they're testifying, honestly. It's People get really filled with joy and happiness when they're there.
But while it may be an ecstatic experience, the people aren't getting, they're not getting salvation. They're getting luggage, or they're getting, you know,
plus they get to be on TV, and they get to be, you know, you get that feeling of joy that you get, and that all that stuff you get from the audience, that's worth more than any kind of material good, if you ask me.
Now, let me ask you a question about whatever direction the program might take with you being the MC. We hear here, frankly, that our audience, our audience, sometimes they say we're a little bit shy on the 18 to 35-year-old slide.
Yeah.
We tend to skew a little gray.
Yeah.
I get the impression that, you know, a daytime TV game show would make our audience look like the schoolyard in terms of who's watching. So do you have some mission to rejuvenate the audience in some
way? I do get a bonus if the ratings go up among younger people.
That could either be a joke or be totally true so far as
I know. It's totally true.
Totally true.
Hopefully that'll help. And, you know, the show was so set in its ways in some ways. I think that was one of the reasons why older people watch it is because it's the same thing. You know, it's something they can count on. So maybe this will shake it up a little bit. But we like, this is the first year that the Price is Right theme is in stereo. Can you believe that? 35 years, they never touched the theme song. And I remember almost the first day I was there, they were playing the theme, and they're like, hey, do you hear that? And I go, what's the big deal? And the guy goes, it's in stereo. And I'm like, yeah, and? And it's the first time it's been in stereo. They had to re-record it and hire a band.
Oh.
And I was like, are you kidding? You could have knocked me over with a feather. That's what the show's like. It's like this show that's been there, and it's been the same, and why change it? But now they got a new host, people are starting to open their eyes and think of ways they can change it, like the new shade carpeting and the stereo thing and cordless microphone.
I gather the carpeting, this was a big deal, changing the carpeting.
It was a big deal. Yeah. That's how the show is. Things like that are a big deal on Price is Right.
Well, if you're on a 35-year hot streak, a 36-year hot streak, I guess you have a tendency to stick with the rug that you brought or whatever.
Yeah, Bob Barker, they told me, doesn't have a cell phone or a computer. Producer Roger Dobkowitz, he doesn't have a cell phone, and he doesn't have cable. The producer of the show doesn't have cable, and I looked at him like he was from Mars, and he goes, oh, I have so much TV to watch, just my regular shows. If I had cable, I would be watching too much TV. That was his excuse. The guy that does the contestant coordinating, that picks the contestant, he doesn't have cable. Another of the PAs on the show, he doesn't have cable. You know, I brought in my iPhone, and people were looking at it like the obelisk from, 2000. 2001. I mean, it was just crazy. Now we're going to have a website and everything. PriceIsRight.com is going to start.
Oh,
it's going to be great.
Well,
I know.
It's going to be a brave new world.
That's what it seems like.
And before I let you go, you should explain that you're going to be signing off in the Bob Barker fashion, in a tribute to Bob Barker.
Yeah, it's I'm going to say, please don't forget to spay and neuter your pets. And it's it's been part of the show. It would be a total mistake. Anybody in broadcasting who would say to get rid of that should be fired. I'm more than happy to honor his presence and honor everything he did for his 35 years and show some respect to that. And the least I can do is say spay and neuter your pets. It's a good message anyway.
There you go. Well, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thanks, man.
That was comedian Drew Carey. On Monday, he takes over as host of the TV game show, The Price is Right.